Reward raised to $15 million for 10 most wanted fugitive Ryan wedding. Texas border business. Federal Bureau of Investigation. The U.S. has raised the reward for Canadian alleged narcotics trafficker Ryan Wedding to $15 million, with additional rewards offered for information leading to the arrests of unknown assassins who murdered a potential witness last January in Medellin, Colombia. Wedding, who is on the FBI's 10 Most Wanted Fugitives list, is a snowboarder who represented Canada in the 2002 Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City, Utah. After his snowboarding career, Wedding turned to a life of crime as a transnational narcotics trafficker. In a November 19 press conference at the Department of Justice in Washington, D.C., officials from the U.S. and Canada described Wedding as a narco trafficker on par with notorious drug lords like Joaquin, El Chapo, Guzman and Pablo Escobar. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi said Wedding's operation was responsible for more than $1 billion a year in illegal drug proceeds. He controls one of the most prolific and violent drug trafficking organizations in this world, Bondi said, adding that under Wedding's direction his operation has trafficked 60 metric tons of cocaine per year. He is the largest distributor of cocaine in Canada. Officials said Wedding is believed to live in Mexico. They said the 44-year-old works with the Sinaloa cartel there to flood U.S. and Canadian communities with cocaine from Colombia and that the cartel is protecting him. In new indictments announced today, Wedding was accused of ordering the murder of a federal witness, who was executed with 5 bullets to the head earlier this year, before he could testify against Wedding. Among 7 subjects arrested today in Canada was Wedding's attorney, Deepak Paredkar, who allegedly recommended to Wedding that he have the witness murdered. The Department of Justice and FBI are working closely with the State and Treasury Departments, as well as the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. The State Department's Bureau of International Narcotics and Law Enforcement Affairs offered the increased reward under its Narcotics Rewards Program. Additionally, the U.S. Department of the Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control sanctioned Wedding and others closely associated with him, effectively cutting them off from their financial accounts in the U.S. Today's announcement is a culmination of the steadfast work of the FBI and our partners around the world to identify and dismantle violent gang and drug organizations, said FBI Director Kash Patel. Weddings, criminal activities and violent actions will not be tolerated, and this is a clear signal that the FBI will use our resources and expertise to find Ryan Wedding and bring him and his associates to justice. Akil Davis, assistant director in charge of the FBI's Los Angeles field office, said Wedding, at 6 feet, 3 inches tall and weighing about 240 pounds, should stand out in Mexico. Davis said Wedding may change his appearance and hair color and should not be approached because he is dangerous. We will find him, and we will bring him to justice, Davis said.